Windows 10. Get ready for more PCs that only run Microsoft Store apps by default. In the Tech Republic newsletter on February 5th, by Nick Heath. Microsoft is planning to update all versions of Windows 10 to incorporate S mode, which will limit the machine to only installing apps from the Microsoft Store, according to a leaked roadmap. For years, Windows PCs have run a wide range of software, but now it seems that Microsoft will give PC makers scope to restrict which apps will work on Windows machines. Microsoft is planning to update all versions of Windows 10 to incorporate S mode, which will limit the machine to only installing apps from the Microsoft Store, according to a leaked roadmap. The roadmap suggests that PC makers will be able to use the mode to lock a wider range of Windows 10 machines to only running Microsoft Store apps by default. Users of Windows 10 Home and Education Editions will be able to upgrade to a standard unrestricted version free of charge, while users of Windows 10 Pro will be charged $49 to switch. However, Windows 10 Pro S, which appears to be a version of Windows that defaults to running in S mode, will be confined to lower-end machines. The change in approach means that PCs will also cease being sold with Windows 10 S, a version of the OS which could only run Microsoft Store apps. However, if a wider range of Windows 10 PCs are sold with S mode enabled by default, then the reluctance of many users to alter Windows settings could boost the number of people using Microsoft Store apps. The tech site Therat.com has shown Microsoft figures that suggest 60% of users of low-end devices stick with Windows 10 S rather than upgrading it to the unrestricted Windows 10 Pro. Microsoft argues that locking machines to Windows Store apps offers users guarantees about the performance and security of the software running on their machine. However, reviews of earlier Windows machines locked to the Microsoft Store highlighted the poor selection of software available compared to the much broader catalog of general x86 software that has traditionally run on Windows PCs. Forrester principal analyst J.P. Grounder said, "For schools, 10S is a great solution for simplifying access control and management and making Windows machines more competitive with Chromebooks. But for most users, enterprise and consumer alike, 10S is a bit too limiting for most people. For less expensive devices, 10S helps with performance and might be appropriate for some buyers. So OEMs might ship more units with 10S mode enabled and help buyers access that experience. All in all, Windows 10 S mode makes a lot of sense and probably should have been the original strategy." Microsoft also has indicated that there will be an exception in Windows S mode with the OS able to run non-Microsoft Store antivirus apps. The leaked roadmap also revealed Microsoft's plan to further vary Windows licensing costs depending on the specs of the PC it's installed upon. Microsoft will classify five types of PC: Entry, Value, Core, Core Plus, and Advanced. These specs will range from, at the entry level, Intel Atom Celeron Pentium at 4 GB or less of RAM and 32 GB or less of SSD and 14.1 inches or less of screen size for a notebook and 11.6 inch or less for 2-in-1 in a tablet. Greater than 17 inch for all-in-one. To, at the advanced level, Intel Core i9, any configuration, or Core i7 with 6 or less cores, any RAM, or AMD Threadripper, any configuration, or Intel Core i7 with greater than 16 GB, any cores, or AMD FX Ryzen 7 with greater than 16 GB of RAM, any cores, or 4K or less screen resolution, any processor. Includes 4K UHD 3840 resolution. The licensing cost to the PC maker will be Advanced $101, Core Plus $86.66, Core $65.45, Value $45, and Entry $25. Most of these new prices will come into effect from April 2nd and for Home Advanced from May 1st. A Microsoft spokesman said, Windows 10S provides a streamlined, secure, and battery-efficient experience that we believe is a great choice for many customers. We'll share more about what's next for Windows 10S when we're ready.